Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart with a message for this week that I've entitled Things That Matter. We read in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, these wonderful words of the Apostle Paul. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. What really matters in our life? What things do we place the highest priority upon? There are people that give themselves for their job, for a position in the company they work for. They work long hours, many times sacrificing family time and spiritual time and times that really should be the highest priority, but are put on the back burner in order to accomplish something in the business world, in the job. Only to find themselves, as time goes by, burning out, burning up, being passed over, and realizing that the things that they thought really mattered were not things that mattered at all. In sacrificing the time with their children, they gave higher priority to the things of their own vocation. Even ministers, those in spiritual work, can bypass the important time with their families, with their wife, with their children, with their husband, whoever it might happen to be. They place higher priority upon other things than on the things that matter. But more important than all, sacrificing the time with the Lord. How much time do we spend with the Lord? It's often embarrassing to ask people how much time do they spend reading God's Word. Sad to say, so sad to say, that many times they never spend time in God's Word. At best, they might take the Bible to church and they might open it. But so often they don't even do that. Many of our congregations, you can see the congregants with cell phones, and you wonder, are they really looking at Scripture or are they texting someone? Are they involved in doing a game or paying more attention to what is in front of them on that little screen rather than what's coming from the Word of God? How much time are spent on priorities, things that really matter? I hope I'm getting home. I am to myself. Maybe this message is for me more than for anyone else. What is important in life? One of the things that I have made a commitment to, it happened years ago. I made a vow. I was challenged that never make a vow unless you're prepared to fulfill that vow. To make a vow is foolishness if we do not follow through with the vow that we have made. I made a vow that I would spend at least 5 minutes each and every day in God's Word. I made that vow and I made it sacredly. I made it knowingly. There was a time when I was having surgery and I in my time of prayer I said, Lord, I'm going to be in a condition where I will not be able to even have a Bible. Yet I've made a vow. And it was almost as though the Holy Spirit just kind of flooded around me and said, thank you. I receive that acknowledgement of your vow. And even though you are not able to fulfill it, I recognize that it was your desire to fulfill it, and I will honor it. During that time, I missed the time alone with the Lord in studying God's Word. And as soon as I was able, I had my Bible back and actually spent more time in God's Word than would ordinarily be spent. And let me quickly say that I had made a vow that I'd spend at least 5 minutes a day. Many times it was 30 minutes and 40 minutes and an hour in God's Word. But at least 5 minutes. Things that matter. God's Word matters. The things of this world are going to pass away. The positions that we strive toward, the accomplishment of a bank account, or a nicer home, or a better car, those things are going to pass away. We find cars that people spent hours working toward now are wreck heaps in junkyards. They broke down. I wonder how many lives broke down in striving for those things that are now nothing more than rust buckets. Are we spending our life on rust buckets, or are we spending our life on things that really matter? My prayer is that we will spend more and more time on things that will last for eternity and have value beyond this world. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we humbly come into your presence, we acknowledge, Lord, that we are weak in so many areas. But Lord, we want to have the things that matter, things of spiritual worth, spiritual value, things that will last for eternity, to be the highest priority of our life. Might they really be the things that matter most. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.